So let's start out with this case. Maybe you can kind of talk about, was this an actual patient you saw?
It was. So this is a 66-year-old gentleman with myelofibrosis, and I present this a bit showing the long nature of the care that we provide for these patients, as well as the decision points along the way. So he had primary myelofibrosis. They had been diagnosed 6 years before and had been found to have the calreticulin mutation. Now in 2014, comes he's got a big spleen, 6 kilos of weight loss, significant symptoms, night sweats, fatigue. Not overly anemic, 10-8, just slightly anemic, elevated white count, normal platelet count.
And what was his quality of life, his performance status at that point?
So I'd say probably still performance status of 0 to 1. A lot of these folks are still ambulatory, but can have a lot of symptoms. So the severity, I think, as we look at really compromised performance status as it relates to more advanced solid tumor patients, I'd say the ECOG is not as sensitive a real tool for the symptoms these patients face. So now we have the validated MPN-10. That is 10 questions that my group has helped to validate and use in clinical trials. It shows he's got a score about a 30 out of 100, which is a fairly symptomatic individual.
You said he'd been followed, I guess, off treatment for 6 years. What was the history of his symptomatology when he first presented, and how did it evolve over the 6 years to that time point?
Well, he had come to me observed. He had had kind of progressive splenomegaly and symptoms, but they had not intervened up to this point until I saw him.
What was the thing that was bothering him the most at that point?
He came in now because he wasn't feeling well.
Just general malaise.
General malaise, the weight loss, the fatigue, some discomfort from the spleen, all suggested to him that it probably was more that should be done.